To the US. The New York Times' recent front page marking 100,000 deaths from COVID-19 was a stark and confronting reminder of the terrible toll this pandemic has taken in the US. The Times named 1,000 of those Americans who have died due to the virus. And among those 1,000 names making up the front page, you had the likes of George Casals, 75, who put himself through college, or Bessie Offowing, aged 25, to quote, saw friends at their worst but brought out their best. And David Edwards, a college basketball assist wizard, died age 48. With us now is US correspondent Simon Hampton, who's on the line from New York. Simon, welcome to the panel.
Good afternoon, Wallace.
It's quite an arresting image, isn't it, Simon? Can you describe this front page to us?
Yeah, it is. And certainly when I went into the local corner store today to pick up a newspaper, it was quite sort of confronting, I guess, and brought things home quite a bit to see it stacked as I'm sitting there. It's just lists of these names, 1,000 names, which actually in the grand scheme of the death total in America is only 1%. So a small fraction of the names, but when you see it taking up the whole front page of the New York Times, it really does put things into perspective. And I think also when you have a pandemic on the scale of this, you can sort of get a bit lost in the data and looking at the numbers and looking at the graphs and looking where things are trending and lose sight of the fact that each number is a person who has a story. And I think the New York Times has brilliantly encapsulated that and brought that home.
Mm. What do they say? Quoting the graphics editor, putting 100,000 dots or stick figures on a page doesn't tell you very much about who these people were, to quote. So they bring up little vignettes about each of these people, and I've got a couple more here. Alan Lund, 81, Washington, a conductor with the most amazing ear. Or Kobe Adol, 44, Chicago entrepreneur and adventurer. Quite extraordinary, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And there were, you know, restaurant owners from the Bronx and, you know, just everyday people who had their own story and had their own, you know, thing in life. And they had mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters, and they've sadly perished in the last few months. And, yeah, it certainly has been a tragic few months, particularly for New York, but, you know, America as a whole as well.
Simon, what has Donald Trump said about either the front page or the death toll nearing 100,000?
Well, he doesn't have a great relationship with the New York Times, for starters, and he hasn't said anything about that I've seen, and he hasn't really said anything about the death toll either. The big story with Donald Trump was that he was out on his golf course in Virginia playing golf for the first time in 3 months, making the most of the long Memorial Day weekend, which was quite a startling sort of indicator as to how he's viewing things. He's sort of trying to send the image that America is close to reopening and is getting back on its feet, whereas the rest of the country is seeing this death toll creep past 100,000, and it's obviously not good. So no real response from the president, but given the way things have been handled from him, it's sort of not a great surprise, really.
Simon Hampton from New York, nice to have you on. It's US correspondent Simon Hampton there.